Today I want to continue what we have been sharing all these years.
今天我要继续我们过去几年当中所分享的这个主题。
My theme all these years focus on one topic, the heavenly vision.
这几年我们的主题都是一样，就是属天的意象。
Today I want to come to the New Testament concerning how Jesus lead his disciple.
今天我们来到新约，我们来看看耶稣怎么带领他的门徒。
So today we will focus on the heavenly vision in Peter.
今天我们就我们单单来看在彼得身上他所看到属天的意象。
And I will divide this big topic into several sections.
我把这个大的标题分成几个小的段落。
Today I will only focus on Peter the person.
今天我单单要讲到彼得他这个人。
So my subject is from Simon to Peter.
所以我今天的主题就是从西门到彼得。
That's a very symbolic very symbolic itself.
这个主题非常有这个象征性。
Because that's the first thing Jesus did in Peter.
这是耶稣在彼得身上做的第一个事情。
So we'll read the paragraph in Gospel according to John.
所以我们一起来读约翰福音。
Shall we open to John chapter 1?
我们一起翻开到约翰福音第一章。
I'd like to read from verse 35.
我要从第35节。
To 43.
读到43节。
This is a record put in detail by Apostle John. He tried to recall how they, the first group of disciples.
所以这是使徒约翰，他很详细的记载他们第一批使徒是怎么样遇见耶稣基督。
I believe.All of us, if you recall, how did you meet Jesus first time?
我想大多数人都记得我们第一次怎么样遇见耶稣。
And now we want to read this paragraph to find out how the first group of disciples met Jesus.
我们来一起读这段经文，看看当初第一批门徒是怎么样遇见耶稣。
I will read the 35th verse, and my brother will read the second in Chinese.
好，我们用英文先从三十五节读，然后用中文来读三十六节。
Again, the next day, John, that's the Baptist, was standing with two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着，就问他们说：你们要什么？
还有
他们说：拉比，在哪里住？
He said to them, Come, and you will see. So they come and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
He found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which translated means Christ.
于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
The next day,He purposed to go into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, Follow him, follow me.
这腓力
可以了 OK. And then we go to 1 Peter.
然后我们一起翻到彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章
Verse 4
第四节
Read to verse 8. And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed.
所以在他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, for they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed. Lastly, we'll go to Revelation.
最后我们看启示录。
Chapter 21st.
第二十一章。
The first verse. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth pass away, and there is no longer any sea. 第二节。
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Verse 14. And the wall of the city has 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
对我说话的拿着金苇子当尺，要量那城和城门城墙。
Verse 19. The foundation stone of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald. Okay, that's enough. Okay, that's all the scriptures I will read for now. Let's return to this first record concerning how Peter met the Lord in the first place.
让我们回来再看当初彼得怎么样遇见主。
I think that was about during the first half year when Jesus came out and preaching around his hometown.
我想那是当耶稣出来在他的家乡开始出来传道那半年开始那半年发生的事情。
As he walked on the street and John the Baptist saw him.
当他在这个街上行走的时候这个施洗约翰就看到他。
So John the Baptist shout, Behold, the Lamb of God.
所以这个施洗约翰他就大声呼喊说看了神的羔羊。
And then,His two followers of John the Baptist immediately follow Jesus.
然后这个施洗约翰的他两个门徒就马上的跟随了耶稣。
Who are those two?
这两个人是谁呢？
Bible told us one is who? Andrew. And who is the other one? Simon? No. The other is the author who wrote this gospel.
所以第一个就是安德烈，第二个就是写这本福音的约翰。
Yeah, so John the and Andrew were disciples of John the Baptist.
所以这个安德烈跟这个门徒约翰，他们原来是施洗约翰的门徒。
Now suddenly they found their teacher making witness for Jesus. Say, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
然后他们突然看到他们的老师的为神做见证说看了神的羔羊。
So they want to find out, is that true?
所以他们想要看到这个到底是不是真的。
So they follow him.
所以他们马上就跟随他。
And Jesus turned around and looked at these two people, young people.
然后耶稣转过身来就看这两位年轻人。
I guess they are in the 20s.
我想他们那时候大概二十几岁。
Just your age.
就像你们年轻人这个年纪。
See? Jesus asked these two young people.
耶稣就问这两个年轻人
Pay attention, what's the phrase?
大家注意听到他用词怎么样
What do you seek?
你们要什么
This is a very profound, simple question.
这是一个非常简单但是发人深省的一个问题。
Everyone who believes in Jesus or has interest to follow Jesus,
所有相信耶稣或者想要跟随耶稣的人
Jesus will ask you this question. What do you seek?
耶稣都会问你这个问题就是你要什么
That's very important.
这是非常重要的
Because how you answer this question will determine your spiritual future.
因为你怎么样回答这个问题就关系了你将来属灵 的未来
So be careful how do you answer this question
所以我们要很小心怎么样回答这个问题
What do you want?
你要什么
In this lifetime you know especially when we are young we have a lot of future ahead of us
在我们一生当中尤其我们年轻的时候我们前面还很长的一段路程
So many things attract you
有许许多的事情吸引我们
Boyfriend, girlfriends
男朋友女朋友
Wealth, position, fame
名誉
Beautiful house
美丽的房子
Beautiful cars
漂亮的车子
There are so many things in this worldAttract our attention.
这世上有许许多的事情来吸引我们的注意力。
Among all the choices, multiple choices, Jesus asks you, "What do you want?"
在这许许多多的选择当中，耶稣问我们：“你要什么
？”How do you answer that question?
你怎么回答这个问题呢
？If you look further into this gospel, you will find Jesus one time use five loaves and two fishes, fed 5,000 men and other women and children.
所以你们如果继续读这本福音书下去，你们就看到耶稣他用五饼二鱼喂饱了5,000个男丁还有妇人小孩。
So many people follow Jesus.
所以许许多人跟随耶稣。
After that big miracle.And everyone agreed that they want to elect or ask Jesus to be their king.
在耶稣行了那个神迹以后，那些人都想要耶稣来当他们的王。
Did Jesus agree that, yes, I will be your king?
耶稣有没有同意说，是的，我来当你们的王？
No, he didn't.
他离开了那个地方。
So that was a very strange reaction. When his disciples thought about that, they are confused.Why you don't take this opportunity? Accept what people bestow upon you.
所以耶稣他当时那个反应，他的门徒就感到很困惑，说为什么你不照着这众人的意思
来当王 ？Are you aren't you king?
啊，你不是的基督吗？你不是那个王吗
？That's how we follow you.
这是为什么我们要跟随你
？Now people agree that you are king, want you to be their king, and you refuse.
那现在这些人要拥戴你为王，但你拒绝。
Did Jesus explain?
耶稣有没有解释
At that juncture, Jesus didn't explain it.
在那个时候，耶稣并没有解释。
The next day,
第二天,
when the crowd still follow him,
当那些众人还继续跟随耶稣的时
候, cross mountain, cross sea,
他们跋山涉海,
oh, they try to find Jesus again.
然后他们继续要找, 寻找耶稣。
So in that moment, Jesus explained it, why I refuse to be your king.
在那时候耶稣就跟门徒解释为什么我拒绝当你们的王。
Jesus said, you came to me not because you understand the miracle, the sign.
他说你们跟随我并不是因为你们明白那个神迹。
But because your stomach.
但是你们是为了吃饼得饱。
That's the reason you follow me.
这是为什么你们跟随我。
So you will see, majority of the people who follow Jesus or say, I believe Jesus.
我们可以看到大多数人跟随耶稣基督。
Is for the physical food.
是为了他们肉体的需要。
They have physical needs.
他们有肉体的需求。
For that reason, they want Jesus to be their king.
为了这个理由，他们要耶稣当王。
Jesus said, no, I don't want to be your king in that sense.
但是耶稣说，就这种原因，我不愿意当你们的王。
Then what's the true reason? When Jesus asked these disciples, what do you want?
但是耶稣基督问这些门徒说，你们要什么？真正的原因是在哪里？
Are you coming to Jesus for some physical needs?
我们来到耶稣前面是不是为着我们肉体的需要？
Maybe you are sick in sickness, you want to be healed.
也许是因为我们生病，我们需要得到治疗。
Maybe you are poor, you need some money from God.
也许我们非常的穷，我们需要神赐给我们一些财富。
You need a boyfriend, or you need a girlfriend.
我们需要一个男朋友或女朋友。
All these different reasons.
我们有许许多多不同的理由。
You come to Jesus.
我们来到耶稣前面。
Purpose. Why Jesus?
如果是这样的话，这不是耶稣所要我们当他门徒的原因。
So look at this first group.
所以我们看
who come to him.
所以我们看到第一批蒙他呼召的人。
Jesus asked them, "What do you want?"
耶稣问他们，你们要什么？
Or in this translation, "What do you seek?"
或者在这个翻译是你们在寻求什么？
In other words, Jesus sensed that these few young people, they are looking for.
他们跟其他人不太一样。
Many people looking for something outward.
很多人都寻求外在的东西。
There are a few young people. They are not satisfied with just by the outward things around them.
很少数的这一群人呢，他们对外在的事情觉得没办法满足他们。
They are seeking something eternal.
他们在寻求。
They are seeking something, any worldly things. They don't think those things can satisfy them.
他们在寻求那些在这个世界上没办法满足他们事情的。
Listen, when their teacher said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
我们要注意，就是当这个他的老师说，看了神的羔羊。
So they suddenly registered. That's what we want. That's the Lamb of God finally come.
他们就意识到说，哦，这真的是我们所要找，真的神的羔羊真的来了吗
？Go, let's find out.
让我们来看看是不是真的。
So you will see when Jesus asked this question, these two young people answer in a very strange way.
所以当耶稣问这个问题的时候，这两个年轻人他们回答是非常奇怪的一个回答。
Did they answer right?
正确呢
？They said.Where do you live?
回答说你住在哪里
？This is totally irrelevant, right? What do you want? They said, where do you live?
耶稣说你们要什么？可是他们回答说你住在哪里
？Oh, there is something. They are deep. They are not just superficial.
我们要小心说这个不是非常表面，是非常深的这个答案。
Because they are looking for something.
因为他们在找某样的东西。
It is not something just easily expressed.
这不是一个很容易表达的事
情。We want to find out for ourselves.
我们要自己来发现。
If you are just like my teacher told me, you are the Lamb of God.
我们要发现你是不是就像我们老师所说，你是神的羔羊。
We want to verify.
我们想要证明。
So where do you live?
所以你住在哪里
？Jesus said, "Come."
所以耶稣说，你们来看。
So they go.With Jesus and stay with him the rest of the day.
And 他们那一天看了晚上就跟耶稣同住。
In this record, didn't tell us what's going on during those maybe how many hours from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way through next day, next morning. So almost 24 hours, right? Almost.
所以这本福音在这一天当中，就是从早上十点到第二天的早上，这一段大概二十四小时间，并没有记载发生。
They slept?
你认为？
I don't think so.
我不认为这样。
Because they will ask thousand questions.
因为他们会问许许多多的问题。
What about this? What about that? Who are you? Da 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 da. Many many questions.
他们会问许许多多的问题。
I remember when I was young.
我记得我当我年轻的时候。
I love ask questions, especially when we have a good speaker coming to our church.
当问问题，尤其当我们。
I will not let him go so easily.
我不会很这么轻易的就放过他。
I really go after his message and really sit down and ask question after question after questions.
我会非常的仔细听他的信息，然后我要跟他坐下，好好的问他许许多多关于他信息的问题。
Sometimes we talk.Even forget what time it is.
忘掉了时间。
Because in those early days, I have such a thirst for the truth.
因为我记得在我年轻的时候，我还是非常的对神的话语那种非常的渴慕。
Anytime I detect this person has something, I will pursue it.
每次当我发现了这个人他讲话蛮有这个
Because I want to know why I'm here. What are we doing here?
因为我要知道我们为什么来到这边，我们在这边做什么。
What is the purpose of life?
我们人生的意义到底是什么？
Seek and ye shall find.
你们寻求就寻见。
Brothers and sisters, do you have such a desire to look for the truth?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是有这样的渴慕？我们要寻你呢
？Books，
我们是不是在这些好的书籍里面寻找呢
？Do you seek through those brothers and sisters who are ahead of you? They have more experience than you.
你们是不是在你们前面的这些好的弟兄姐妹身上寻求呢
？Do you really come to the Lord and find out the truth?
我们是不是真的来到主的面前来发现这个真理呢？
Because Jesus asked every one of us, you seek that important question.
因为耶稣问我们每你们寻求什么？这是个最重要的问题。
Today, I'm afraid that too many of us seek wrong things.
今天我很担心的就是我们许多的人寻求不对的东西。
We seek the pleasure of the world.
我们寻求这世界的享乐。
We seek the satisfaction of our body.
我们寻求自己。
We don't enough time seek things for eternal.
我们没有花足够的时间来寻求那些永恒的东西。
These two young people, they spend whole day and whole night with Jesus.
这两个年轻人花了整整一昼一夜跟耶稣在一起。
We didn't know all the detail of the conversation. We didn't know.
我们不知道他们仔细的交谈过程，但是我们知道这有一个结论，怎么呢
？The next morning, all went home.
第二天早上，他都回家了。
What did they do?
他们做什么呢
？Find out their brothers.
找他们的弟兄。
And tell them.
跟他们讲。
Eureka!
好，我们找到了。
Find it.
我们遇见。
Find what?
他说你们遇见什么呢
？We have found the Christ.
我们遇见。弥赛亚
Look at, we have found the
那位弥赛亚
Wow, that's exciting
这真是非常让他们惊喜的事
That's the most precious things a person can ever find
这是一个人所能够找到最宝贝的东西
So they went home and tell their brothers immediately
所以他们马上回家告诉他们的兄弟
AndWhat's the response for the
兄弟的反应是怎么样
？All right, we'll go. We'll find out for ourselves too.
他们说好，那我们也要自己亲眼来看看。
So they, Andrew's brother Simon ran with brother and go to Jesus.
所以安德烈的这个兄弟呢，西门就跟他一起去看耶稣。
It's very interesting.
这是非常有趣的事情。
Look at this record.Verse
42.
He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said,
于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说，
This look is really look.
这个看着他 是真的在看他。
It's not glance.
这不是就是像瞟一眼。
Really?
耶稣就是盯着西门的两个眼睛，一直看到他的内心。
And Jesus did a very, very interesting thing.And no one else will do the same.
然后耶稣他做一个非常有趣的，别人没有办法做的事情。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么事情？
Change his name.
他改变了他的名字。
Any of you meet any new person first time, you go and change his name?
遇见一个刚新碰你，你就改了他名字呢？
I bet you can never. If you met such a person, you will get offended. Will you?
Yeah.我想你们碰到这样一个人，你会觉得很生气的。
Who are you? Change my name?
然后你是谁？你改我的名字。
That's exactly what Jesus did.
这是就是耶稣那时候所做的事情。
You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Simon, which translated Peter.
基法翻出来就是彼得。
That's two different language.
这是两个不同语言的翻译。
The same meaning.
这是同样的意思。
Simon means hear, listen.
西门
The meaning of the Simon.
这个西门的意思呢，就是你听。
But the meaning of Cephas means stone.
但是他的意思就是一个石头。
Want to change him to a stone.
耶稣想要把它变成一个石头。
That's quite interesting.
这是很奇怪的。
So this is what Jesus prophesied.
这是耶稣他在做预言。
You come to seek me, right?
你来找我，对不对？
Because you think I'm Messiah.
因为你认为我是弥赛亚。
I'm going to do something you can never imagine in your lifetime.
在你的生命当中做无法想象到的事情。
I will change you.
我要改变你。
As long as you follow me.
只要你跟随我。
This is the life story of every disciple who follows Jesus.
这是一切所有跟随主耶稣基督的门徒的一生的故事。
This young people who just another young people among millions.
这个年轻人在许许多
They are looking for Messiah.
但是在他们生命当中发生了一些事情，他们在寻求弥赛亚。
You know, among the 12 disciples.
我们知道在这十二个门徒当中
Many of them just fishermen, right?
有许多的人就是打鱼为业。
So very common, nothing unusual about these young people in the secular sense.
所以在属世的观念特别的地方。
Among the 12, I think the successful person,
在这
most successful, earthly speaking,
在就世界观点，这十二个门徒最成功的是哪一个？
Earthly speaking,
就世界的观点。
Matthew,
马太
，right? He was a tax collector,
因为他是个税吏。
He made a lot of money.
他赚了很多的钱。
He is really somebody.
他那时候是有
get money out of your pocket. That's not easy.
他可以把钱从你口袋拿出来，这不是很容易的事情。
Yeah, he has to know a lot of things before let you go.
他必须要知道许许多的事情，他才会放过你。
So Matthew was really, in a sense, very successful, earthly speaking.
所以马太在属世的眼光来看，他是相当成功的。
But it doesn't matter. You're a successful people, common people, or nobody in the sight of Jesus.
所以在耶稣的眼，不管是成功，或者是你是默默无闻的人，都是没有关系的。
The only thing Jesus cares is what do you seek?
耶稣唯一关心的是你在寻求什么。
If you seek money, that has nothing to do with me.
如果你在找钱，那你就跟耶稣没有关系。
If you seek fame,
那你就跟耶稣没有关系。
If you seek Messiah, they want.
如果你在寻找弥赛亚，那这是我所愿意看到的。
Are young people here?
我们是在场的年轻人。
Let me ask you, what do you want?
让我问你们，你们要找什么？
You will spend what kind of price to get what you want.
付出什么样的代价来
will show in your daily life.
这会在你们日常的生活当中显示出来。
In this world, you have to go to school, you have to be good, and then you can be successful.
在这个世界上，我们要上学，我们循规蹈矩，然后我们可以成功。
That's not easy.
这不是很容易的事情。
You devote about 20 years of your life.
我们来得到这个学位。
And then you find a good job.
然后我们找到一个好的工作。
That's a long process.
这是一个非常长的过程。
Yes, many people willing to do that because they want to be successful in this lifetime.
是的，有许许多人愿意花这样的代价，因为他们愿意在这一生当中能够成功。
Your parents spend a lot of effort just to help youTo accomplish that.
你的父母也花的努力来帮。
But that's only earthly.
但是这只是属世的这个追求。
How about something eternal with eternal value?
但是在这个属灵上有永恒代价的事情怎么样
？Do you have that appetite?
我们是不是有这样的胃口
？Do you have that strong desire to look for that valuable goal?
我们是不是有这样的渴慕来找这样宝贝的目标呢
？Many example in the Bible.
圣经里头有许多的例子。
A very symbolic will be two young men.
非常象征。
In Old Testament.
就是在旧约里头讲到关于两个年轻人。
They are both Christian family.
他们都是。
As a matter of fact, they are twins.
这一对是其实是孪生兄弟。
Older brother is called Esau, and
哥哥叫做以扫，弟弟叫做雅各。
Guess what? What do you want? How they answer that question?
你们猜想他们对这个你们要寻求什么这个问题，他们怎么回答呢？
The younger one said, "I want the birthright."
这个小的呢他说我要这个长兄的
What does he want?
那这个哥哥他要什么呢
A cup of red bean soup
他要一碗红豆汤
You see That's what the people desire show in their daily living
你可以看到他们心里想要的他们在日常生活就显示出来
Everything we look in this world it represents
我们在这个世界的东西都被这一碗红豆汤代表。
Paul put it even more vividly.
保罗他描写的就更生动。
Here in the Old Testament is a cup of red bean soup is still eatable, drinkable.
所以在这个旧约的里头所用来代表这世上的东西是用红豆汤，这还是可以吃可以喝的。
There is some redeeming value in there, intrinsic.
所以这碗红豆汤，他还是有一些。
But for that little benefit, he lost the heavenly blessing, which represented by the birthright.
所以为了那一小碗红豆汤，他失掉了属天的祝福，就是他长子的名分。
He didn't care.
他不在乎。
But one day he regretted.
但有一天他后悔。
He regrets so to such extent. He said, "Wow, how I hate my brother."
他后悔，他说我恨我的。
Too late.
但是那已经太晚。
It was yours, but you gave it up.
这是他的，但是他把它放弃了。
Christian, my brothers and sisters,
我们弟兄姐妹们
，Do you know you have a birthright?
你们知道你们有这个长子的名分。
When you are becoming a Christian, God gave you the birthright.
当我们成为基督徒，我们就得到这个长子的名分。
But how many of us will treasure this birth, pursue it?
但是我们多少人保很愿意来追求他
Or many of us just like Esau trade it in your birthright for a cup of red bean soup
或者是有的人就像以扫一样把长子的名分跟一碗红豆汤交换
What are you looking for in this life?
我们在这一生我们在寻求什么
Yes, you work hard for something
是我们努力工作是为了得到什么
Do you work hard for knowing God?
但是很努力的在寻求知道明白神的心意呢。
John Newton, the great physicist, yes.
所以这个很伟大的这个牛顿，这个物理学家。
He discovered the physical law.
他发明了，他发现了这个物理的原理。
Well-known scientist.
微积分。
You know him?
你们认不认识牛顿呢？
Isaac Newton. I'm sorry. Oh, I said John Newton, right? Isaac Newton. Good. Thank you. People worship him because he was a genius.
人们崇拜他，因为他是个天才。
But people said, "Ah, what a waste! We'll finish before 40."
但是人们说，他所有一切发明，他
And what did he do after 40?
但是他四十岁以后，他做了什么事情呢？
Do you know what did Newton did after he reached age 40?
但是牛顿他在四十岁以后做了什么事情呢？
He gave up all his physics.
他把他所有的物理都放弃了。
He devoted the rest of his life for one thing.
一生都献给在一件事情上面。
What is that?
这是什么？
Study.
他研读圣经。
Do you know that?
你们晓不晓得呢？
He wrote a lot of commentary concerning Bible.
他写了一些关于圣经的注解。
Especially in all the prophecies in the Bible.
尤其他对这个圣经里头这些预言，他写了很多的注解。
You still can find his books.
我们今天还可以找到。
Interest in what he.Realm. Very few people realize he has more contribution in the spiritual realm.
但是人们通常都是比较注重他在这个物质的领域里头的成就，很少人注重他在这个属灵领域里头的成就。
Why people do that?
为什么人们这么做呢？
Because in their lifetime, suddenly they discover something immortal.
因为他们在他们一生当中，他们发现有这么样一样东西。
Explain the mystery of life.
这个东西它可以解释生命的
The purpose of life
生命的意义
We are not here just merely three meals and one sleep
我们不是单单在这边为了求三餐然后睡觉
Many people just live for that
很多人就是为了这个而生存
There is something bigger than just merely survival
在这个生存以上还有更重要的事情
To know God. Know your creator.
要认识神
Why, when Paul talked about this, as dung.
所以保罗他就说我看万事如粪土
Compared to knowing Christ.
跟认识基督来比
You see, he discovered the treasure.
我们看到保罗他发现了这个宝贝
In view of all these multiple choices,
在这许许多的选择当中
he said,I want to know him.
就是我们的寻宝。
Young people, what are you looking for?
年轻人，你们在寻找什么？
All your lifetime effort, what do you want?
你们一生的努力，你们要寻找什么？
To survive in this world with average intelligence, very easy.
我们靠这个普通这个智慧。
Memorable.Or valuable in the sight of God, you have to take all your effort.
但是我们要在神的眼中看为宝贝，我们必要花相当大的代价。
Okay, I think I dwell enough on this point.
好，我想这一点我已经交通了很多了。
The goal of your life.
我们生命的意义。
Jesus said, "What do you want?"
耶稣问我们要什么？
Point.
然后我们看第二点。
These people who follow Jesus, those 12.
这十二个门徒跟随耶稣
the first crop
就是第一群跟随耶稣的人
They are not perfect people
他们不是完美的人
As a matter of fact they have so much defects in their life
甚至他们有许许多多的缺陷在他们一生当中
Peter is a good example
彼得是一个很好的
When I studied the life of Peter
我 研究彼得的一生
I realize in his life he is a very straightforward guy.
我发现他是一个直来直往的人。
He hides nothing.
他从不隐瞒。
He always speaks his mind.
他从来就是把他心里的话说出来。
I like him.
我很喜欢他。
When you deal with this kind of people, you know you won't get tricked.
因为我们跟这种人相处，我们知道我们不会受他。
If you study Luke chapter 5 in the first story there.
我们如果看到路加福音第五章第一个故事
You will find, let me read verse 7 to verse 8.
让我读这个路加福音第五章七到八节。
Jesus was preaching on the seashore.
耶稣在岸上在那边讲道。
Because seashore.
因为有许多的人在。
Borrow Peter's,
as a pulpit. 所以耶稣就借了彼得的船当作他的讲台。
After Jesus finished his message.
所以耶稣讲完道以后。
And they signal to their partners in the, I should give you more information.
我要再讲多一点。
So after Jesus finished Jesus, I will give you surprise.
当耶稣讲完道以后，他说我要给你们一个惊喜。
So Jesus told disciples, "Hey, go, let's go fishing."
所以耶稣跟他们讲说，让我们一起去打鱼嘛。
Cast all your nets, and we will.You will see.
然后将你们网下来这边，你们就会知道。
Peter said, forget it.
彼得说，算了吧。
Last night, labor whole night, got nothing.
昨天晚上我花了一整夜的时间，我都没打到鱼。
Fishing, I'm an expert.
然后我是个打鱼的专家。
You are preaching, you're an expert.
然后你讲道，你是专家。
But Jesus said, cast your nets.
那耶稣说，你在这边下网。
Peter said, okay, I will do, because you said so, I will cast.
好，所以彼得就说，好啊，既然你这么说，那我就下网在这边。
And our version, I mean the New American Standard, the nets all use plural number.
所以在这个我这个版本呢，他讲到网都是用复数。
But if you look at another version, you will find one, when Jesus said is a plural number, nets,
我们在另外的版本，我们会看到，当耶稣讲到网，他是用复数来讲这个网。
But when Peter said, "I will cast net," it's a single number.
但是当彼得讲到这个渔网的时候，他是用一个单数。
So this surprise was almost lost the whole net because this net catch so much fish, almost broken.
因为他们捕了太多鱼，几乎那个网要破掉。
How much?Single boat cannot hold it. They said, "Hey, come, help us. We need more space. We have caught so much fish."
他们打到这么多的鱼，他们一条船还装不下，还要找同伴的船来。
Guess what's the reaction of Peter?
我们看看彼得他那时候的反应是怎么样。
You look verse 7 to verse 8, especially verse 8.
我们看，尤其是第八节。
But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Why? He should be excited. Wow, Lord, so many fish. Wow, you're great.
但是彼得不是应该是很高兴吗？说主啊，你是太棒了。
Last night I catch nothing, but now just this.Yes, so much! Wow! Praise the Lord!
昨天晚上我完全都没抓到鱼，今天我能够捕到这么多鱼，感谢主。
That should be the normal reaction, right?
这是应该正常的反应，应该是这样。
But you never explain this situation. Is depart from me, I'm a sinner.
但是你们从来不会想到彼得的反应是这样，说主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Don't you feel this very strange reaction in front of all these fish?
你是不是感觉到在这么多的鱼的前面，他这种反应是很奇怪吗
？Why？
为什么呢
？Why is this wonderful experience make Peter feel he's a Lord? I'm not worthy.
彼得感觉他是个罪人
，Why he suddenly feel guilty？
为什么他突然感到罪过呢
？Why？
为什么
？Because he didn't follow the Lord's command.
因为他没有跟随主的教导。
Jesus, cast your nets.down.
耶稣说将你这个所有的网都撒下去。
He cast only one net down.
他只把一个网撒下去。
So, 上有政策下有对策。Above, authority has a policy and the below people has another strategy, right? strategy. He didn't follow the instruction.
他没有跟从他的命令。
He thought I am more experienced than you.
他说我比你有经验。
Last night I caught nothing. Why waste more time?
浪费更多的时间。
You know, when you cast nets, you take the bag, you have to clean it, you have to fold it. It's a tedious work.
当你下这个网，你收回来，你还要清洁，还要把它卷回去。
So he cast one net, just a symbolic gesture.
上了一个下一个网。
Now he is a sinner.
现在他看到他是个罪人。
See? Depart from me.
他说，主啊，求你离开我。
You will see, this is us.
我们可以看，这就是我们。
Jesus will tell us many, many things, but we don't do it. We will think, you know, I can make better judgment.
主耶稣常跟我们讲许多事情，但是我们认为我们比较懂，我们可以，我们做的决定比较对。
If you go to Matthew chapter 16, you will find another thing.
如果你们来到 马太福音16章，我们又看到另外一个事。
Chapter in my next
在我下个信息我们会讲到这一章。
I will talk about the vision of Peter.
我们会讲到西门彼得所看到的异象。
But today I want to mention this paragraph to show the character of Peter.
但我今天讲这段经文，就是看看彼得他的个性是怎么样。
When Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?" Who I am?
耶稣问他说，你说我是谁？
Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of Living God."
西门彼得他说，你是基督，是永生神的。
And Jesus said, "Well, this is not flesh and bone revealed to you, is but from the heavenly Father."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
So at that moment, who is the most happy man in the world?
在那时候，世界上最快乐的人是谁呢？
Happy person because his teacher praise him. He said, "You are blessed."
因为那时候他的老师呢，公开的赞扬他说，你是有福的。
I have revelation from the Father.
好，我有从父。
No, I have.
然后你从天上来。
So he's very proud. But just wait.
但是你们等一下。
Go further.
我们再继续读。
Jesus said, "I will build my church on this rock."
耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
The gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And go on.
然后他接下去。
And Jesus go on and said, "I will go to Jerusalem, I will be persecuted, I will be killed."
然后他又说到，耶稣要上耶路撒冷，他会受逼被杀。
And look the reaction from Peter.
然后我们看看彼得的反应。
If you look at the verse 22,
你们说我看第22节,
"And Peter took him," that's Jesus, "aside and began to rebuke him."
彼得就拉,
rebuke, what does it mean? Rebuke.
责备他,
rebuke the teacher.
你们看到这边是学生在责备老师,
he getting mad.
他很生气,
he said, "God forbid it."
他说,
"Lord,
主啊, 万不可如此,
this shall never happen to you." Wow, who is Lord? Who is Lord?
谁是主?
He called Jesus Lord, but who gives command?
他叫耶稣为主, 但是谁下这个命令?
Peter gives the command.
啊, 在这边彼得下了这个命令,
"You cannot go that way."
好,你不能,
that's no, that's bad.
这是不好的,
right? That's Peter.
这就是彼得。
He is very hot-blooded.
他是非常的冲动的一个人。
He has his own opinion.
他有他自己的意思。
Few seconds ago, he received the Father.
小中前他从天父那边启示。
Jesus praised him, said, "Blessed you are, son of Barjona."
耶稣祝福他说，你是有福的。
But after this statement, Jesus said, "Satan, get behind me."
但在这句话以后，耶稣说：“撒旦，你们看他一下上天堂，一下下。”This
is Peter.
这就是彼得。Just
like a yo-yo.
就像个这个悠悠。悠悠。那个什么东西啊？Unstable.
非常的。 And if you go to Matthew 26.
你们如果看马太福音第26章,
that's the last night before Jesus go to the cross.
这就是耶稣上十字架以前最后一个晚上。
Jesus said, "Tonight you will all depart from there. You will deny me before the
the cross crow.
耶稣跟彼得讲说，今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
Guess what Jesus, what Peter's reaction?
你们猜猜彼得？
Never shall, no, no. He said, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
彼得说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
He was really fully confident that I will not.
他非常有自信。否认你，但是不我。
Jesus was very humorous.
耶稣他非常的有幽默感。
He didn't say, "Tonight, when the lion roar, you will deny me."
他没有说哦，你会不认我。
He said, "Croc crawls, you will deny me."
他说，当鸡叫之前，你会不认我。
Only take a little chicken will scare him.To death.
这个单一只公鸡就可以把。
That night was a little. She just said, "Ah, I saw you. You follow him."
当然，那个晚上不是鸡，是一个小侍女。她说：“哈，我看过你，我认识你。”
No. I swear, I never knew him.
我发誓我不认识他，从来没跟过他。
So all these examples, I will show you.The characteristics of Peter.
所以在这些例子我都给大家看到西门是怎么样的一个人。
On one hand, he has a sincere heart for the Lord.
一方面来说他主耶稣他是有一个
He was so self-confident and so subjective. He has his own thinking process.
在另一方面讲他是又是那么有自信他很有主见 他有自己的叫称耶稣为主但他自己是主。
This kind of people, this kind of nature, Jesus said, I will change you from Simon to Cephas.
但是耶的个性
The greatest thing God does in our lifetime is to mold us, to shape us with a goal to like Him.
耶稣基督要在我们身
Why?God save you and wants to work in your life.
你们知道这就是神为什么拯救了我们要在我们生命当中所做的工作。
He will change Peter in his whole lifetime from Simon.
他一生当中从西门变成
He is such unstable.
他非常的不稳定
Up and down.
他起起落落左左右右
With such kind of nature.
他有这样的一个本性
make you into
造成我的样式
so when I read the gospel, the scripture the last segment I show you at the end of Revelation
刚刚我们读经文的时候我们读到在最后启示录所提
do that
我为什么让
you the scripture before that first Peter
我也读到彼得前书里头讲到的经文
Why do I do that?
为什么我要这么读呢
The scripture in 1 Peter He will tell us when he
彼得前书当彼得年老的时候
He discovered That the Lord he served
他发现了他所侍奉的主
He is the first cornerstone
他是房角的头块石头
And he has made me and all A stone, a living.
一切跟随信靠耶稣的人变成一块活石。
We were nobody.
我们本来是
in this world.
我们本来在这世上是默默无闻的一个人。
But he shaped us.
但是他磨造磨制我。
He will make for a living house.
成一个在灵宫里头的活石。
No, that's for today.
这是今天所要讲。
But in eternity.
但是在永恒里头
You will see there is this glorious city called the New Jerusalem.
我们会看到一个充满的新耶路撒冷
And Bible said there was a wall there.
但是经上讲这个城有一个城门城墙
And this wall has foundations.
这个城墙有根基
12 layers of foundation.
它有12层的根基
And a name attached to it.
有一个名字
The first layer name
Jasper,
but the name is Peter.
哦，第一层是彼得。
And then second, so on, so on, forth. You go through it.
然后我们
12 apostles' name.
总共有12个徒的
tribes' name.
然后我们经过了那些城门，每一个城门都有12个支派的名字。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It simply means that this New Jerusalem is the composition of the saints in and the New Testament.
我们就看到这是因为所有一切的圣徒所联合组成。
You and I one day will be the material for that New Jerusalem.
你我一天都要变成新耶路撒冷的一个材料。
That New Jerusalem is being called the wife of the Lamb.
当然就被称为羔羊的心腹。
So it's a living person.
知道这不是一个物质的东西，而是一个活人。
Because you cannot marry to a physical city, can you?
因为我们没办法跟一个这个物质的城市结婚嘛。
You marry a living person.
I marry. 我们所娶的是一个活人，所以新约上是一个活人。
But use the expression as all the precious stone composer.
但是用一个象征来说，就是由许许多的宝石所组成。
Is how they formed.
那这些宝石怎么样
？They were the raw materials were sand.
啊，这个。宝石的这个它原来的材料是沙子
useless
完全没有用
or worthless
或是没有价值
but process
但经过这个经过这个过程这个沙子呢就结晶
become precious stone
变成了宝石
that's what Jesus do in these people's life
这就是耶稣在这些人的生命所做的工作
so brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姐妹们
you and I are called by God
你的呼召
are in us
然后他要在我们身上做一个工作。
One criteria is essential. You cannot miss it.
但是有一个要求是我们不能够错过的。
Because this process takes a lot.
这个过程要花许多的时间。
You don't stick to it to the end.
我们如果不坚持到底。
The goal cannot be accomplished.
这个目标就没办法达到。
So unless you have this desire, you want to stick to the end.
除非我们有这个愿望，我们愿意坚持到底。
God's in your life.
神在我们一生。
To commit with Him, to go all the way.
我们是不是愿意答应神，我们要坚持到底
？That's why Jesus asked you, "What do you want?"
这就是为什么耶稣问我们你要什么。
If you are willing to commit to this goal, which is the final Jerusalem,
如果你们为了愿意承诺。要得到这个目标就是耶稣就是这个新耶路撒冷
It doesn't matter how much flaw in your life That's okay
那么多么的软弱多么多关系
God can make it
神他会成就他的事
Look at ourselves We may disappointed in ourselves
看我们自己我们也许自己会对自己感到失望
Nowadays you know I serve.
我在这个教会侍奉已经超过二十。
Be happy, and also many things made me sad.
有许许多的事情让我感到高兴，很多事情也让我感到非常的悲哀。
And sometimes to the extent, I get discouraged.
甚至有时候我到一个沮丧的地步。
Tells me, don't be discouraged.
但是神跟我说不要气馁。
Look ahead.
我们往前看。
Look the final goal.
看我们最后的目标。
If I look myself or look people around me, I will get disappointed sometime.
但是我如果把眼目放
，If these are my work, I should be disappointed.
如果这些是我的工作，我自己也许会失望。
But if this is God's work, then you don't have to.
如果这是神的工作，我们不需要失望。
He takes responsibility.
因为神要负责。
He will work it out.
他会。
Only thing I have to answer is I want.
我所要做的是我要的是什么
？Do I stick with him all the way.
我是不是一直跟随我们的耶稣基督跟随到底呢
？So today I share this message with you.
所以我今天跟各位。
The point is not to know Peter his story. That's not my objective.
今天的目的不是为了要看西门的他的故事。
My objective through his life, you will see our marvelous God can do miracle in our lifetime.
我目的是我们借着心门我们可以看到我们的神在我们的一生
The largest miracle is every individual who were full of flaw in our lives but he can change us into glorious precious stone
最大的奇迹就是我们所有的人都是充满了缺陷的，然后他
Do you believe that?
你们是不是
You're willing to stick with Jesus all the way?
我们是不是愿意跟随耶稣到底呢？
What do you want?
我们要什么？
That's the question.
这是耶稣
How badly do you want it?
我们是多么的渴慕要我们要寻找到这个宝。
Because that's exactly what Jesus wants to give to us.
因为这就是耶稣所要赐给我们的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your words.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
Sometimes we feel that we are so
感觉我们是那么的瞎眼。
We listen to the message, but we don't get the point.
我们读圣经，我们听讲道，但是我们没办法明白。
Lord, today we ask you to open our inner eyes.
主啊，求你打开我们里面的耳朵。
We can see you, your will.
旨意你在我们身上，我们生命的意义。
The glorious Son of God came down to this earth.
这荣耀的神的儿子来到世上。
You call us to follow you.
你呼召我们跟随你。
But you want us to answer this question.
但你要我们
What do we want?
我们要什么？
But to answer this question wisely.
主啊，帮助我们很充满智慧的来回答这个问题。
Like Peter.
就像彼得。
Peter said, you have the word of eternal life. Who else we turn to?
西门说你已经有灯的道归向谁呢
That's how he get laid hold of you
这就是我们怎么样能够紧紧抓住你
Lord help us
主啊帮助我们
That we will not depart from you
我们不会离弃你
In Jesus name we pray
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告
Amen.